Trade-offs force us to make difficult personal changes. The difference between where we are and where we want to be is created by the changes we are willing to make in our lives. When you want something you have never had, you must do something you've never done to get it. Otherwise, you keep getting the same results. Changes to our lives always begin with changes we are willing to make personally. That's often not easy. But to get ourselves over the hump, we need to remember that change is personal. To change your life, you need to change. Change is possible. Everyone can change, including you. Change is profitable. You will be rewarded when you do change. Change may not always be easy, but it can always be done. We just need to remember that we are the key. The loss of a trade-off is usually felt long before the gain. Sometimes we want to change, but we don't want to wait for the result. And often we become acutely aware of what we have lost in the trade because we feel that immediately, while we often don't reap the benefit of the trade until days, weeks, months, years, or even decades later. These in-between periods of transition can be a real challenge. We want the outcome, but we have to face the end of something we like and face the uncertainty between that ending and the hoped-for new beginning. The change feels like a loss. Some people deal with uncertainty fairly well, others don't. Some recover from the psychological stress of change fairly quickly and process through it successfully, others don't. How well you do will depend partly on personality and partly on attitude. You can't change your personality, but you can choose to have a positive attitude and focus on the upcoming benefits of the trade-off. Most trade-offs can be made at any time. There are many trade-offs in life that can be made at any time. For example, we can give up bad habits to acquire good ones anytime we have the willpower to make the decision. Getting an appropriate amount of sleep, trading inactivity for exercise, and developing better eating habits to improve our health are all matters of choice, not opportunity. Obviously, the sooner we make such decisions, the better, but most of the time they are not time-driven. After they make a bad trade-off, people often panic, feeling that they have blown it and can never recover. But seldom is that true. Most of the time, we can make choices that will help us to come back. So when it comes to choices, never say never. Never is a long, undependable thing, and life is too full of rich possibilities to have that kind of restriction placed on it. A few trade-offs come only once. The cycle of change gives us windows of opportunity in which to make decisions. Sometimes that cycle only goes around once. Miss it, and the opportunity is gone. The higher you climb, the tougher the trade-offs. As you climb and accumulate some of the good things of life, the trade-offs demand a higher price. When we're at the bottom, we make trade-offs because of desperation. We are highly motivated to change. As we climb, we change because of inspiration. At this higher level, we don't have to anymore. We get comfortable. As a result, we don't make the trade-offs. One of the dangers of success is that it can make a person unteachable. Many people are tempted to use their success as permission to discontinue their growth. They become convinced that they know enough to succeed and they begin to coast. You can't argue with success, they say. But they're wrong because the skills that got you here are probably not the skills that will get you there. If you want to keep growing and learning, you need to keep making trades. And they will cost you. In the end, when we make trades, we are trading one part of ourselves for another part. You give part of your life to receive something back. That may not be easy, but it's essential. Trade-offs never leave us the same. We all have the power of choice, but every time we make a choice, our choice has power over us. It changes us. Even the bad choices can ultimately help us to change for good because they clarify our thinking and show us ourselves. Some trade-offs are never worth the price. I'm all for making trade-offs. I have come to see it as a way of life, but not everything in my life is on the trading block. I'm not willing to trade my marriage for my career. I'm not willing to trade my relationship with my children or grandchildren for fame or fortune. And I'm not willing to trade away my values for anything or anyone. These kinds of trade-offs only lead to regret, and they are difficult to recover from. I believe that most people who make these kinds of devastating trades don't realize they're making them until after it's too late. That's why I believe it's important to create systems and draw lines to keep ourselves safe. For example, I give Margaret veto power over my schedule to keep me from spending too much time working. I also avoid being alone with any women other than family members. And I spend time every day in prayer to keep my values front and center in my life. I highly recommend that you make choices and use systems to keep yourself grounded and on track.